Jesus, we are here. Jesus, we are here. Jesus, we are here. We are here for you.
Savior, come near to God, and God will come near to you. Now let us settle our hearts down. And let us draw near to God. Are you ready for that? You're here in God's house now, on the Lord's Day. It's a special moment, special place, and the Lord invites you to come to Him, to draw near, to step a little closer. Will you do that now in your heart? Just shut out the things of life for a brief moment and say, Lord, I'm here before you now. I could feel your presence. I know you're in this place. Come near to God, and God will come near to you. So, Lord, we come just as we are. We are broken as people. We are sinful. We are weak. And so we need your mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. We need your forgiveness. Forgive us all our sins and clean us from all unrighteousness. We need your healing touch for our broken and our hurting bodies. Come now, Lord, and set us free. Come near to God. God will come near to you. So as you bow before God now, what do you feel in your heart, in your body? What do you hear? What do you sense? What may the Lord be saying to you? Receive God's blessing on your life. According to your need, according to your prayer, this day, receive God's blessing. Be made whole. Be healed. Be made well. Lord Jesus, we come. Let's pray for those in need. Our sister Phyllis alone at home, needing God's touch on her body for healing, for health, for strength. You know her. Pray a blessing on her life now for healing. Pray for Brother Mike Gorthy. He faces surgery this week. Lord Jesus, we lift Mike to you. As he sits here now, let your healing hand come down on him. And let him feel your presence in such a strong way that he would have the assurance you'll be with him this week and this would go well. Lord, we come to you. We pray, Lord, for Billy Briggins. Pray for Ardath Chaba and her family in a time of mourning. Your comfort and your peace we ask for this family. Your support and grace. Bless all who mourn, all who hurt, all who suffer. And in these uncertain times, these difficult times, these times when people are losing property and investments, these times when so many are unemployed, Lord, we pray for those who have done everything to prepare themselves to be equipped for the workplace. They searched, but they could find nothing. How frustrating. How depressing it could be. We ask that you'll be with them and hold them steady. We ask that you will heal our land from this curse, this plague, this darkness that has come upon us, where so many cannot use the gifts and the skills you have given them for employment to take care of themselves and their families. And so we pray for government or president or leaders, you'll give these people the right heart to do the right thing. We pray for troops in harm's way in Afghanistan and Iraq and other places. You'll protect our young men and women, stand by them. We think of those, our families, of our congregation who are there even now. Command your protecting angels. Bring our sons and our daughters home soon. And we pray, Lord, for the cessation of hostilities in places like Syria. We pray for peace in this torn and very troubled world. Lord, we're here as your church. Bless us as a community of believers. May we truly be indeed your people, your church at this time, in this place, for a day such as this. We wait before you now to hear what you would say to us from your precious word. In the name of the one who taught us in our praying to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As the deer.
Desire and I love to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I love to worship you.
To let the members of the Ad Council know, there's a special Ad Council meeting right after service downstairs, the adult classroom. It shouldn't take very long, just some matters we need to take care of urgently. Please give your support there.
Please join me as we come back to our reading from the book of Psalms 37. It's printed in the worship brochure, as you can see. The writer of this psalm apparently is a man of high integrity, a man of deep faith. However, he is a man who seems to suffer in his day while the wicked around him are flourishing. Let us say it reminds us of some of our times. We see honest, good, God-fearing people not doing well when those we feel who are not of the same persuasion do well. In the language of today, we could say it is the righteous that are losing their homes, their jobs, their healthcare benefits, retirement benefits, while the wicked rich are faring well. So this man, apparently, he frets, he fusses, he fumes, he is frustrated that the world is not working the way it should. For in his thinking, the righteous should fare well and the wicked should get it every day. Underneath it all, he is a little disappointed with God. How could a good God allow the ungodly to prosper and the righteous to suffer? The Lord speaks to him, and God's word is very plain in verse 1. Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not be envious of wrongdoers. So I ask you today, how do you look at life, the injustice? How do you look at your circumstances? What are you fretting about? Anything? What frustrates you in life? What is hard to bear? Lent is a time to let go. Lent is a time to shed, put off the things of life that frustrate us, that cause us to fret, that cause us to worry. Lent is a time to let go. Life has a way of throwing the bad, ugly stuff at us. It's up to us to grab it and hold on and fret and fuss, or we may choose to let go. There's a little story of a boy who went to a grocery store and asked for a box of Dove detergent. Now, anybody here know what is Dove detergent? One guy in the back does. I don't know. So the clerk asked him what he wants it for. He said, well, I want to wash my little dog. The man said, I don't think you want to wash your dog with Dove detergent. That is very strong. But the boy was insistent, I want Dove detergent. So the man got the box and he said, I want you to know this is not a good thing. You could hurt the dog. You could really kill your dog, for Dove detergent is very strong. The boy bought it and he went his way. And a week later, he came back to the store and the clerk recognized him and said, son, how is your dog doing? The boy said, he is dead. The clerk said, I'm so sorry to hear. But remember, I had told you the Dove detergent was too strong. It could kill the dog. The little fellow shook his head and said, I don't think it was the Dove detergent that killed him. I think it was the spin cycle that got him. A And you know, sisters and brothers, it is the spin cycle of life that often gets us. I'm sure you've had a washing machine at home that wasn't quite level, right? Or some coins trapped in it or something. Oh, it rattles and it shakes and it rocks and it moves. Yes, the spin cycle of life, the rinse cycle of life has a way of grabbing us and shaking us and rocking our lives. And when you try to hold on, it only becomes worse. What we have to do? We need to learn how to let go. Lent is a time to let go. So when I'm in the spin cycle of life and I'm having it hard, everything is coming at me, I could barely manage. When I feel frustrated and I'm ready to fret, what should I do? Verse 5 of the text says it well. Commit your way to the Lord. Let go. So simply we ask ourselves today, what should I let go in life? What should I commit to God? What should I give up? Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. That means hand over. Hand over the affairs of your life to the Almighty. Place things in God's hands. Commit. Now, there are two parade examples of commitment in life. There is the commitment that we know that comes at the time of death. We go to the graveside and we say over the body or the cremains, Lord, at first you gave him, her to us, so now we give him, her back to you. We commit to the ground. It's a final commitment. We walk away. There is no going back. That's commitment. You let go. And the commitment of marriage, when you stand and you say, in the name of God, I take him, I take her to be my wedded husband, my wedded wife, as the case may be. I forsake all others and I commit. Commit your way to the Lord. The affairs of your life to the Lord. So what are we to commit? Well, it's Lent. What are we to give up? There are certain practices in our lives. There are certain habits. There are certain ways about us that we should just give up once and for all. Ash Wednesday evening, I read out to you the top 10 things people are giving up for Lent. And often each year, so I check that for a message. Certain things always are on that list, things like addiction to alcohol, addiction to tobacco, addiction to social networking, addiction to chocolate, those kind of things. There are things in our lives, little habits here and there. We hold on to them. Lent is a time to let them go. So what are you holding on to? What isn't good for you that you do? Do you want to let go of it? Are you ready to let go of it? Know that God will give you the strength to get victory over it. You do not need to be a slave to any habit, any passion, any drive. As a believer, the Lord Jesus gives you the strength to overcome. Lent is a time to let go. So what should I let go? Certain habits, certain practices. I should also let go of certain problems. You know, there are certain things that happen to us. We hold them in ourselves. Certain thoughts and feelings gather around them and we hold them. And we sit down and we hit the replay button and we listen and we revisit the old problem, the old hurt, the old situation. 40 years later, we still feel it as we did on the day it happened. Are you with me today? Lent is a time to take those old hurts of the past, let them go, give it up, quit worrying, quit thinking the same old thoughts, quit having the same old feelings, hurts, grudges, bitterness. Lent is a time to quit fretting about all that's so wrong with you or others. Lent is a time to let go. And thirdly, what should I let go in Lent, give up? Sometimes it is good to let go of people. I had a conversation with a young lady not ever too long ago. I'm going to admit, she is somehow in the family. And since all of you have perfect families, you may not relate to this, but there are some people in my family that need a little straightening out. She is in a relationship. The young fellow is, I call, a taker, a cheater, no ambition. He lives on the shady side of the street in the bad way. He is only dragging her down. We talk for over an hour. I listen. I can't hear any good thing about this guy, not even that he takes the garbage out or does the dishes. So I ask her, why do you want him in your life? You're not even 22. You have the problems of people 45 years old. Why do you want him in your life? He is no good for you. She says to me, but I love him. I want to say, go and buy a puppy. I love him. What does love have to do with it? Love is intelligent. By the way, some of you are looking at me. I get the sense that some of you may have a son, a daughter, a grandson, a granddaughter, a niece, a nephew in a similar situation. So let us agree to pray that God gives such people the ability to look at others and say, goodbye. There are some people in life we need to let go. On the other hand, if a person wants to let go of you, you let them go and let them go. Know when a person is no longer a part of your story and your journey. Now, it doesn't mean these are bad people. They're just not good for you. You can't move on as long as they're in your life. Lent is a time to let go. Don't fret. Don't fret about the habits that are killing you. Don't fret about the problems that are frustrating you. Don't fret about the people that are hurting you. Commit your way to the Lord. There comes a time you've got to let go. Problems, people, habits. Move on. So secondly, we ask ourselves, how do I let go? How do you actually do it? Now, on Wednesday evening, we are going to get into this in a very practical way. But for now, how do we let go? The letting go we are talking about is more like the letting go of commitment in marriage. It's a continual thing. It's a daily thing. It's finding a way to manage and cope with the things that life throw at us. So let us look at the text. What does it tell us in verse 1? Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not be envious because of wrongdoers. Now the Hebrew word behind fret simply means don't burn. Don't get hot. Don't be inflamed. Don't be angry. Don't lose it in life because things are not going right. Do not fret. Accept where you are. Accept what God has given you. Do not look at what your brother has, your sister has, that family has, the other one has, and be envious. Accept what God has given you. Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not be envious of wrongdoers. Forget the 1% that we also seem to be envious of in the culture. What has God given you? Accept your gifts, your blessings. Do not fret because of the Wall Street crowd. Do not fret because of the wicked. Trust in God. Secondly, he says in verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord. How do I let go? I'm not going to fuss and fume and fret about the bad stuff of life. Now I am going to trust. That is, I'm going to put my confidence, my reliance, my hope in the Lord. I'm not going to trust in people to take care of things for me. Why? They are mortal. I'm not going to trust in things to fulfill me. Things are temporal. Trust in the Lord. The Lord is eternal. How do I let go? I hold on to God. Trust in the Lord. Lent is a time to let go. Verse 4, he tells us what? Take delight in the Lord. That is, find your happiness, your peace, your satisfaction in God. Be fulfilled in who God is and what God offers you. Get your kicks, your thrill, your lift, your high from on high. Delight in the Lord. Get your pleasure there. On Friday night, be happy in the Lord. That's what he's trying to say. You know what I mean? Don't go anywhere else. Find it in God. At verse 7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. A time to let go. Here is how you do it. Be still before the Lord. So you come to God, you see that? And wait patiently for him. So it means we find times in life when we are quiet. We don't speak as much. We listen. We wait. We try to do that here in the prayer time on Sunday mornings. And I hope you sense something spiritual when we do this. Amen? We draw near to God. We wait to feel God's presence, to hear God's voice. God is real. God would speak to us. Wait on the Lord. The Lord is not controlled by our calendars and our clocks. We can't force things with God. Look at the trees. You know, they're going to wait until it's time to bloom. Wait on the Lord. Have you ever noticed, especially you sports fans would know it, when your team is playing, or team is playing, and one team is doing badly, they're losing and coming down to the last couple of minutes, what do you normally see? People walk out of the stands, right? They don't wait around to see how their team will pull out of it. They walk out. They don't wait to see the end. We wait to see the end of a movie to know how the plot finally worked out. Even so in life, friends, we must wait. Wait to see what God will do in our lives next. Wait to know where this path is going. Surrender to the Lord. Let go. Wait on the Lord. Lent is a time to let go. What should I let go? Certain habits, certain ways, certain behaviors, certain people, certain problems. How do I let go? I trust in the Lord. I commit my life to the Lord. I wait on the Lord. And finally, we ask ourselves, well, why all of this? Why should I not take things in my hands and fix them on my own? Why turn to God? Well, the text may tell us. Look at verse 1 again. Do not be envious because of the wicked. Do not be envious of wrongdoers. Verse 2, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Do you get that? The Lord is simply saying to this man, you fuss and you fret about how there's no justice in the world. The wicked are prospering. The 1% are doing so well. The Lord is saying to him, I want you to know they are like the green grass. They are going to fade and wither away soon. There is no cosmic justice in this world, but God is in control. Things will be made right. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. You don't take things in your hands. God will. Let God manage God's world. And in God's world, the wicked are like grass. They are fading and they are passing away. Why fret your soul over them? There is nothing permanent here. So we don't like how things are going in the world. We don't like how things are going in the country. We don't like this, that. Give God time. Leave it to God. The wicked will wither like green herb. They will soon fade like the grass. Verse number 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Now look at the second part of that verse. So you will live in the land and enjoy security. Why should I trust in God? Why should I let go? I want security. You would inherit the land. You would enjoy security. Security deserves a study in itself. Some other time we may do it. But if today you're worrying about your future, if you're worrying about your finances, if you're worrying about your job, if you're worrying about your health, if you're worrying about your welfare, you are dealing with the question of security. We don't feel safe today. We feel threatened all around us. We are told that gun sales are increasing across the land. Why? People feel their security is threatened. There's much talk about immigration. But in some circles, there's another talk about the number of wealthy Americans who are giving up their citizenship so that they could take their wealth elsewhere. Why? Security. And when we do not feel safe, our tendency is to run, to escape. The Lord says to this man, stay in the land, stay where you are, I am with you. You will dwell securely. You will enjoy security. Why? I'm with you. Let go. Delight in me. I give you the desires of your heart. You will dwell securely. when things are going bad, we tend to have two responses, right? Fight or flight. The Lord is saying, trust in me, take delight in me, commit your way in me, wait on me. You'll dwell in the land, you would enjoy security. Lent is a time to let go. So when we are feeling frustrated, when we are fretting, when we are in the spin cycle of life, it's all out of control, what do? We come to God just like this. What are you holding on to? What problem? What person or persons? What situation? What are you holding on to that is dragging you down? Commit it to the Lord. It's time to let go. There's a story of a captain who one night looked out in the darkness and he saw a faint light in the distance as his ship was traveling towards it. Immediately he told his signal man to send a message. Alter your course 10 degrees south. The message went out to that light. Alter your course 10 degrees south. Immediately a message came back to the captain. Alter your course 10 degrees south. North. The captain was angry. You know, he was fretting. And so he sent a second message. Alter your course 10 degrees south. I am the captain. Soon a message came back. Alter your course 10 degrees north. I am Seaman Third Class Jones. The captain threatened much indeed, as you would imagine. He thought he'll fix this little seaman once and for all. He will scare the daylights out of him. Alter your course, he sent the message. Alter your course 10 degrees south. I am a battleship. And the message came back. Alter your course 10 degrees north. I am a lighthouse. Lent is a time to alter our course, friends. God is not going away, okay? You don't have to believe in God. Who cares, in a sense? You don't have to believe. God isn't going anywhere. Life is not changing. The storms will come, the battles, health, finances, I don't care. It's all there waiting to fall on your head and mine. You can't fix it. I can't fix it. God says, don't fret. Don't fuss. Don't be frustrated. Give it to me. Commit your way unto the Lord. And so what's the bottom line of all of this? What's the big why here? It is simply this, friends. When we come to the place where we take our issues and we place them in God's hands and we let go of them, it is then we have acceptance. It is then we have peace. Peace in our hearts, peace with God. Fret not yourself. Do not be envious. Delight in the Lord. Commit your way on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Lent is a wonderful time to let go. Amen. Let's pray together. Let's open our hearts. Let us let go. So, Lord, we're here before you now. We're here before you now, Lord. We're sitting in church. But, Lord, we have to go back home. We have to open that door and face all that stuff. Everything is waiting for us. We have to go back to work. We have to go back to relationships. The problems, the people. Lord, it would be good to stay here where we feel safe. We feel good. We feel blessed. But God, we have to go back. We have to go back. So, Lord, come now. Reach down and just fix us. Yes, Lord, reach into our hearts, my heart, every heart here. Make an adjustment. Talk to us in a way, Lord, that we'll hear today and understand and respond. As good as we are, as righteous as we are, as accomplished as we are, Lord, there are things inside that we just need to let go of. So, Lord, we bring them to you now. So what are you going to give up today, friends? What is there in your life? What thing, what behavior, what habit, what practice, what addiction? You know, I don't need to know. It's between you and God. Who is there that's not good for you? What is it? Are you ready to let go? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? If so, just say, Lord, here is it. I give this habit to you. I give this passion to you. I give this emotion to you. I give these thoughts and feelings to you, Lord. I give this person to you. I give this addiction to you. Now give it to God. Visualize God's hands coming down from heaven and you placing this thing in God's hands. Say, Lord, I give this to you. I want to be free. I want to be a better person. I want to be happy. I want to be all I could be for you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, come to us. Lord, I give it to you. I place it in your hands. So you put it in God's hands. See it there, now step back and say, Lord, I'll go on with you. I'll go on with you now. Free, fulfilled, delivered, and blessed. I'll go on with you now. This Lent, this Sunday, I give you all this stuff. I let go, I go on with God. I am blessed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings.